because I speak, you are a mama. But he said, you're either going to be hot or cold. The goats on the left and the servants of the Christian on the right. His people on the right. I don't want to be on the left. I can't speak for nobody in here. But I do know that the old folks say, every church got to sit on the own Bible. That ain't good, but that just, you know what that means. I can't stand for you, Jesus. They go wherever they say they come, but I have to do what thus says the Lord. I have an obligation to do, and that is to preach the word of God. Preach it when I don't want to, preach it when I do want it. It is the word of God. And if I don't do it, God, I got somebody else to do right there. You can't be God. Those folks say you can't be God given. No matter how you try. The more you give, that's why I tell people, I'm a giver. Because I know one thing, he first gave to me. And what did he give? He gave me his son.
That's right.
Jesus Christ.
Yes, he did.
The author and the finisher of my faith.
Yes, sir.
And your faith.
Yeah.
Don't forget, I'm talking about he knows. He knows your household. He knows who's in your house that's trying to pull against you.
That's right.
He knows the ones that's for you. And then he'll give you a test and he'll tell you how to pass that test. Because see how our family is the one who watched us when we was not Christians. Amen. They the one saw us when we was out there on the dance floor jumping and shouting and drinking gin and juice and drinking Hennessy and smoking weed and everything else. They watched us.
That's right.
But there was a transition in our life. In other words, there was a new thing happening because the Bible says, therefore, if any man is in Christ, 2 Corinthians 5:17. If any man is in Christ, you are a new creature. Old things, it says, behold, all things become new. So you train yourself from being that way to another. You're trying. I put it that way. We're trying to do what God said to Lord. We stumble and fall, but we're trying to show a mark that, hey, Christ lives on the inside of me.
Right.
And what I used to do, I don't do no more. The places I used to go, I don't go no more. But I'm trying to do God's will. That's what you tell me. But your people gonna always have something to say negative about you. In your family. I'm talking about the family. I'm talking about the family. I know I ain't got no perfect family. You might have one, but I ain't got no perfect family. Some of them like to lay their hair down and party, especially in New Orleans. That's why they go there. Because they like to go and party and you know what they do. Drink that old Charlie and get go to the club and thug you. Yeah, hello somebody. Oh, I know I'm talking to somebody else. I ain't the only one that got a perfect family. But let me tell you something. You just got to, they say that song, just the light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. All in my home, everywhere I go, I'm going to let this little light shine. I'm not going to condemn nobody because who am I to condemn somebody? I'm going to step away from going back to where I was. We ain't going to step away from going back to what we used to be. But the devil is alive because long as I lift my eyes and long as I'm in this flesh, I ask God, Lord, hold my hand.
Yes, sir.
Guide my tongue. Guide my lips. Guide my feet. Every day I wake up, Lord, before I go out of this house, I always say, Lord, come go with me. Because you don't never know where trouble is. You never know where death is. You never know because I know death is real. And I know God is real. And he's real in my soul. You have a song say, yes, God is real. He's real in my soul. Yes, God is real. And he will sit with you when you are down to your last down. When you don't have nobody else you can call on.
That's right.
When you know that your family done deserted you. When you know that all two and two is done deserted you. You still can turn your face to the wall and say, Lord, I'm asking you to give me a peace of mind. To order my steps, dear Lord. Not only order them, but Lord, you take what I got and use it for your glory.
Yeah.
See, because my worship is for real.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to say that again.
Yes, sir.
My worship is for real.
Oh, yes, Lord.
My little boy said this morning, I was praying. said, I'm not going to go, but I ain't going to come in unless you invite me in.
That's right.
The Bible said in the fifth chapter, back to the text, here Jesus going up to the feast, keeping his father's commandment. Not saying that he's more than nobody else, because the Bible says when he began to get baptized, New Jerusalem, he stayed in the hot sun and didn't skip nobody. But John said in 1:26, he said, there stands one stuff in you that you don't even know about. John felt that spirit that he knew that it was God right there in the midst of him, because John was anointed himself. I'm talking about John the Baptist. And he said in John 1:26, there stands one of you that you don't even know about. Jesus didn't open his mouth. He was standing right there. And sometimes old folks say, it's better to just don't say nothing than to say something.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Hold your peace.
Yeah.
Now there at Jerusalem, by the sheep market, look what it say, a pool which is called in Hebrew tongue, Bethesda. That was a pretty place, wasn't it? But if you drop down, sickness don't care how much money you got.
No, say that.
Sickness will come up on you, me, and anybody else.
That's right.
And sickness is of the devil. It ain't of no God. Because God give you plenty of help and strength. That's why the old folks say, I thank God that I got my health and my strength. I may not have a diamond ring. I may not have no money in the bank. But I got my good health and strength. And I'm clothed in my sound right now. See, if you got that, just all you need. Amen. And look what it says. Say, and these lay great multitude. That means there was a lot of people there now.
Yeah.
And they was important. And I'm pretty much, there were rich folks there, there were poor folks there, but they were waiting on the movement of the water.
Yeah.
You ought to be telling yourself, Lord, I'm waiting on the movement of the water.
Yeah.
Because when God step in something, I say it again, when God step in something, he shows up and show out. He knows. He knows your everyday thoughts.
Right.
He knows what you're thinking right now.
Amen.
In spirit and truth, he knows that what you're going to be doing tomorrow this time.
He knows.
Yes, he knows.
How he know? Because he's God.
Yes,
he said, I'm God all by myself.
That's right.
And it's hard to box. That's what he told Apostle Saul. It's hard to kick against the priest. In other words, while we're trying to kick against the priest, you ain't doing nothing but hurting yourself. When you don't pay your tithe, you ain't doing nothing but hurting yourself. When you going against the commandment of God, all you doing is hurting. I ain't talking about nobody else. But if it's you feel it, if you do be able to try to do this and do this against God, he'll let you go so far.
That's right.
But then he'll step in. And he said, now I'm going to show you how much power I got. I got all power. That's why I don't care where I'm at, I'm going to serve the Lord. Because I've learned and discovered over these years I've been serving the Lord, I've been running for Jesus, and I'm not tired yet. Yeah, I woke up early this morning to preach. And I'm always somewhere preaching, because you know what? God said, my people, my chosen people, I'm going to use them while they're in their good health. God will use you if you want to be.
That's right.
If you want to sing, God will teach you how to sing. He just didn't teach you how to sing. I want to sing. He just didn't teach me. No, he didn't teach me how to sing. I still want to sing, but I can't sing. And let me tell you something about God. God will bless you with things you ain't even asking for.
That's right. Oh, yes, he will.
God will put people in your way and bless you. And you'll say, oh, I understand that. That's him above. Because he loves what you're doing. Whatever you're doing for him, keep on doing. Because there's a reward at the end. As they said, as I look what happened. I'm not going to be long, but look what happened. It said, for an angel went down at a certain season where? Into the pool and troubled the water. Now, the angel one thing about that angel, he didn't care who you was and how much money you got. He wasn't trying to impress nobody. It said, what it said, whosoever. That's what it said on it. Whosoever then first
after the troubling of the water, stepped in, was made whole. He would come around at such a, and the people that was laying out there sick and can't move and, you know, all this kind of stuff, whatever was going on with them, whoever would get in first, that's who would get to heal. But oh, let me tell you one thing. One day Jesus showed up. And there was a man there. He had been in that situation for so long. Like some people be in situations and they don't even know how to get out. All they gotta do is lift up their eyes and say, Father, you said, if I lift up my eyes to the hills, from which come out. But then you go to that second verse, he said, all of my help come from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. I believe today that whatever you're going through, if you're telling about it, he may not come, y'all, when you want.
Right.
I'm trying to encourage somebody. He may not come when you think he's going to come. But he's going to come when you least expect it. And when he comes, he'll bring tears from your eyes.
Yes, Lord.
Because that's the love Christ has for his people.
Yeah.
And that ain't the love, that's the compassion. Like he told that boy that was in that grave, he said, go tell him how I had compassion. See, God got compassion on us. Compassion is better than love. Because he's concerned about your problems. He's concerned about your bills. He's concerned about how high utility bills so high. He's concerned and he's going to work it out some kind of way. I don't know how, but I just know one thing. God's going to take care of his people.
Yes, he will.
He's going to take care.
Yeah.
You need to tell the Lord, Lord, thank you.
Thank you.
It ain't happened yet, but the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:7, for we walk by faith and not by sight. See, faith what moves on. And faith is what will get you where you need to go. Amen. Your destiny, faith will get you there.
Yes.
Because he said again, the just shall live by faith. And whosoever, he said, troubled the water, would step in, was made whole. And whatsoever, it doesn't matter what disease, you could have had a cancer, or you could have had diabetes, or whatever the case may be. He healed. That's what the angel did.
We hope that you were inspired, encouraged, and led to a deeper walk with God with host pastor Reverend Eugene Stevenson. New Jerusalem is located at 708 University Street in Alexandria. Service times are Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday Bible study is at 5 p.m. New Beulah Baptist Church is located at 908 Carlos Street in Boyce, Louisiana, and service times are every second and fourth Sunday at 8:15 a.m. Until the next time, may God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
KAYT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Good morning. Welcome to Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ with Pastor Maurice Johnson, located at 200 Nona Street, Leesville, Louisiana, near the Berrytown Shopping Center. Contact Pastor Johnson by writing T.O. Box 259, Leesville, Louisiana, 71496, or phone 337-239-3845, or 337-238-4063. And now, here's Johnson Temple.
Welcome to the Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ Saturday broadcast as we come to you this morning, the first day of 2000. On behalf of our pastor, Superintendent Maurice Johnson, First Lady, Mother Judy Johnson, and the entire Johnson Temple family, we just want to say Happy New Year to each and every one of you that is listening in this morning. For those that are not tuned in, please pass the word to them that Johnson Temple wishes the same to each and every one. We request that you start tonight by joining us tomorrow at 10 o'clock a.m. for Sunday school, followed by our Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. We expect to have a Holy Ghost-filled time as we continue to usher in the new year. Thank you for tuning in. Have a prosperous new year, and we now join a service already in progress.
from the book of Psalms. Amen. The 37th number of Psalms, verse 28. And then we'll ask that you would turn to the book of Romans, chapter 1, verse 7. Amen. I need your prayers this morning. No man been on the road so much. Amen. Hard to keep up with myself. Amen. The 37th number of Psalms, verse 28. And it reads, "For the Lord loveth judgment." Thank you. Amen. "For the Lord loveth judgment and forsaketh not his saints, but they are preserved forever. But the seed of the wicked shall be cut off." That'll preach by itself. Romans chapter 1, verse 7. Near the back of your book, Romans chapter 1, verse 7. Want to read it with me? Read. "To all that be in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ." You may be seated. Amen. There is a central theme in those verses that I would like to speak to, and it is in that 28th verse of Psalms, "and forsaketh not his saints," meaning that the Lord will not forsake the saints. Paul picked it up, amen, in his address to the saints at Rome, in Rome, amen, and said, "To all that be in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints." Called to be saints. Amen. And so we want to speak from the subject, amen, called to be a saint. Amen. Called to be a saint. And there have been a lot of, well, I don't want to say controversial, but people talk about, amen, saint, and there are people that feel that you can't be a saint, amen, and sometimes when you say that you are a saint, people think that you're trying to be above them, amen, and they criticize you for giving yourself the label or the title saint, amen, praise the Lord, but I believe that's what God wants all of us to be. If you really love God, amen, this is not a denominational thing, huh? If you really love God, and if you're in his will, and he is in you, then you are a saint of God. And so we're going to try, amen, praise the Lord, to show you why we are called saints, why we can identify with the saints, and why we love being a saint. The devil has a plot, but God has a plan. Y'all going to pray with me? Amen. Praise the Lord. God has a plan of salvation for all who will serve him. Amen. And he has worked and laid out that plan. The plan of salvation. And I want y'all to know, amen, praise the Lord, there is only one plan. Yeah. There's only one plan of salvation. Amen. You can come up with all the plans you want, but God only has one plan of salvation. This plan is not found whittling or daydreaming or just hanging out in the mall, amen, or on the corner. It is found in the Word of God, which is called the Bible. And we should study the Word. We should read the Bible daily. Amen. How often should we read it? Daily. Amen. The Bible contains the mind of God, the state of man, the way of salvation, the doom of sinners, and happiness of believers. All of that is in the Bible. Its doctrines are holy, its precepts are binding,
the doom, amen, its histories are true, and its decisions are immutable. All of that is in the Bible. Read it to be wise, believe it to be safe, and practice it to be holy. Somebody say holy. Oh, that's another word, amen. It just, people just fall out and faint, amen, when you say that you are holy. Amen, praise the Lord. But my Bible tells me, amen, that I am to be holy because my God is holy. Amen, praise the Lord. And so I'm not trying, amen, praise the Lord, to elevate myself above mankind, amen, or that I'm so much better than anybody, but I want you to know that there has been a change come into my life, and I don't mind saying that I am holy. Stop drawing back, amen, and looking funny, amen, when you say that you are holy. Some folks don't even want to identify with the holiness movement. Amen. But if you're holy, amen, it should not make any difference what church you belong to, amen. You're just holy. Mother and I was having breakfast this morning. A man walked in, and of course, I was dressed like this. And he said, you look like you're going to preach. And I said, yes, sir, I am. He said, you're going to lay one of them Baptist messages on them. I said, hellfire brimstone. His wife said, that sounds like one of them Pentecostal brothers. I said, you recognize it, didn't you, sister? Huh? She recognized it right away. She said, yeah, I can recognize the Pentecostal, amen. But he don't particularly like it. Well, amen. That was a confirmation for my message. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Bible, it contains light to direct you, food to support you, and comfort to cheer you. All of that's in the Bible. Somebody gonna go back and read the Bible, Brother Johnson. They say, I didn't read that. I didn't know all that good stuff was in there. It's full of good stuff. If you read it, amen, praise the Lord, and give it the right interpretation, you will appreciate what it says. Oh, I got some witnesses here today. I say, you will appreciate it. You don't just read it, amen, like you would read a magazine or the daily paper. You read it, amen, to drink the sincere milk of the word. You read it, amen, to get an understanding. You read it, amen, praise the Lord, to make sure that you get the depth of it. What is the depth? It is the mysteries of God. Oh, let me slow down just a little bit. Because somebody said, mystery? Yeah, mystery. Amen. Jesus spoke in parables to the people. But he spoke, amen, mysteries, amen, to the disciples. And he explained what he was saying so that they would understand the mysteries of the Bible. Now, when people don't understand you, amen, most of the time they don't understand the word. So you should understand and you should know who the saints are, amen, because you have the word of God in you. It is the traveler's map, the pilgrim's staff, the pilot's compass, the soldier's sword, and the Christian's charter. All of that's in the word. Y'all need this. Amen. It is heaven open and the gates of hell disclosed. So if you're going to be a saint, you must study the word of God. Look at somebody and tell them, study the word, please. A saint in the New Testament is not a sinless person, but a saved sinner. Oh, I hope somebody got that. Amen. Y'all feel a little better now, don't you? Huh? Oh, no. A saint in the New Testament word, amen, praise the Lord, is not a sinless person. It is a saved sinner. Huh? All of us are only a sinner saved by grace. I might preach this morning. Amen. I just might do that. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. So you don't have to draw back. Amen. As long as you're living all you know how. As long as you know you gave up something. Amen. To be who you are today. Amen. You are a saint. We were called to be saints. Hey, glory of the Most High God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. This is the Christian's place as a member of the body of Christ. Vitally united with him by the baptism of water and of what joins you together. Amen, praise the Lord. Some folks stopped at water baptism. Well, they should not have, because the water can't save you. Amen. No. It is part of the process, but it can't save you. Amen. Praise the Lord. You're only saved, amen, by accepting Jesus Christ. But that's not the last step. Lord, help me preach. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. I tell people, amen, once you're baptized in the water, amen, once you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, then you are a candidate for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. How many of y'all know you need the Holy Ghost? My God, you need the Holy Ghost. Amen. And I tell folks, don't stop till you get it. I don't care how many folks, amen, talk about how they've been born again. I don't care how many folks, amen, say that they're members of the church. If they don't have the Holy Ghost, they're living beneath their privilege. You need some power. How are you going to get power if you don't have the Holy Spirit down in you? It is the power of God unto righteousness. I might have to go back to Kentucky. My God. Hallelujah. Thus, a saint refers to a sanctified person, one set apart, and that's the key right there. Set apart. You've been set apart. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's why you gave up the world. Amen. So God could set you apart. Apart from what? Apart from the world. Just that simple. Apart from the world. You're set apart from the world. Things you used to do, you don't do them no more. Places you used to go, you don't go there no more. Things you used to say, is that set apart? I guarantee you it set you apart. Amen. Because your friend will look at you different when they see you now. I want to have some witnesses in here. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. When you go back to the old neighborhood where you used to hang out with them, amen, they look at you a little different, don't they? If they don't, chances are you're not set apart. Something wrong here. If you could just walk up and join in, amen, and everybody comfortable with you, something wrong. Maybe you haven't been set apart. Maybe you really are not a saint. This word is going to convict somebody today. I just believe, amen, this word is going to cut somebody today. My God, hallelujah. A change must come over you. I don't know about you, but when my change came, I felt different. I looked different. And I've been acting different ever since. Hey, glory, 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 glory. Look at somebody and tell them, I'm glad I'm a saint. My God. The Apostle Paul said in Romans 1 and 7, to all that be in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Saint is a Greek word, which means hagos. Amen. Sanctified. Sanctified mean hagazo. Christians or saints are sanctified by the atoning blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. When you go through the process of cleansing, amen, it is through the cleansing blood of Jesus. What can wash away my sins? What can make me whole again? Ooh. Oh, glory. Lord, I thank you today. Lord, I thank you today. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. And so Jesus Christ shed his blessed, precious blood so that I can have life and have it more abundantly. Thank God for Jesus. Because if Jesus did not